In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
The two holidays that are being requested are our two major holidays. One comes at the end of the month of fasting for us, the month of Ramadan, and the other one comes at the end of our annual pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj. These 2 days are pretty much it that we have.
So you're only asking for 2 days now. You said 5 days over time, so just 2 days in the beginning.
That's Imam Khalid Latif, a chaplain for New York University, making the case recently on CNN that New York City schools should observe Muslim holidays after all. There are other holidays, religious and non-religious, observed by public schools all over the country. Easter and Christmas still at least get time off, if not by that name. Everyone knows that they coincide with those Christian holidays, those Christian observances. What do you think? Do you think that public schools should observe or allow the observance of Muslim holidays? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's Wednesday afternoon, July the 7th. We're coming to you live. A little later in the program, we'll get a live report from the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA, one of the larger mainline Protestant denominations in the U.S. It's taking place in Minneapolis. First, I want to hear from you. It's audio open lines. Your answer to the question, should public schools observe Muslim holidays? Our call-in number on this Wednesday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio. We'll get your email in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your answer to that question. Should public schools permit or observe the observation of Muslim holidays? We do other holidays, don't we? Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Well, the subject's been raised, and of course, it's made the news all over the place. Let's hear the story, and let's hear from Imam Khalid Latif on CNN right now, and then I want your reaction.
In the Big Apple, right here where I am, there is a culture clash going on in the classrooms. A group is pushing for New York City schools to recognize Muslim holidays, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg has already shot the idea down.
Everybody would like to be recognized, but the truth of the matter is we need more school days, not less. And I've said this a number of times, we're not going to add any more days. Our kids need more education, not less.
Okay, so however, supporters of Muslim school holidays are not giving up. The author of this post on our CNN's Belief blog, he is among them. His name is Imam Khalid Latif. He is a Muslim chaplain for New York City Police Department, and he joins us now live in New York. So, Imam, it's good to have you here. You just heard the mayor. He has a point. Kids that need to, he said they need to stay in school, but there are people of other religions whose faith aren't part of the school calendar. Why recognize a Muslim religion?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the reasonableness of our request. Most definitely, other communities can come forth and put forth such a request, but the elements that are part of our coalition's request, I think, make it more reasonable and something that wouldn't be that impactful to the current school calendar. In addition, the sheer numbers of Muslim students that exist in the New York City public school system just makes it a little bit more necessary for this request to be fielded.
Now, the question is, do you think the public schools should observe Muslim holidays? This would be a first, I believe. Now, there may be parts of the country, maybe Dearborn, Michigan, elsewhere, where there are large Muslim populations, where there may be a school or here that observes a Muslim holiday, one or two. They're asking initially only for two, the big two, the end of Ramadan and the end of the Hajj, the yearly pilgrimage that is required by Muslim law. And hopefully in time, they would like to see five Muslim holidays observed by public schools. Do you think it should be done? I want to hear from you. It's Audio Open Lines this Wednesday afternoon, July the 7th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Leave your answer to the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Ruthie's listening on her cell phone. Hi, Ruthie.
Hi, Todd. I actually grew up in New York City schools, and the reason we got Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur off 3 days for Jewish holidays were because the majority of the teachers were Jewish. It was a pragmatic response. And actually, I finished high school in West Virginia, and we got the first day of hunting season off because the bus drivers took that day off, and they couldn't staff. So it was completely pragmatic. It was not a religious thing at all. It was just they couldn't find enough subs for all the Jewish teachers, and that's why they did it. So unless the Muslim, you know, teacher population takes over, I doubt it will really happen.
So do you think they that public schools should or shouldn't observe Muslim holidays as a general rule?
Well, I don't really like public schools, period, so I'm really not the person to ask.
All right, Ruthie, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Via Facebook, Christopher in Sterling Heights, Michigan says, only if they observe everyone else's holidays. Well, I think that is probably the intent, is to try and be even-handed. Every school exists in a cultural context, doesn't it? So a public school in New York City, as Ruthie pointed out, is likely to have more Jewish students and teachers. I know that during the beginning of deer hunting season, the kids in the small town where I live in Illinois, the kids are allowed to miss school. They just are. Again, a pragmatic concession to what people are going to do anyway. Until recently in the public schools in the small town where I live, Wednesday during Lent, no homework. Teachers that violate this unwritten rule often hear it from parents, but it's simply to allow those who do observe Lent to observe Lent on Wednesday night without having to do homework until midnight. So what about you? Muslim holidays observed by public schools, yes or no? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc.
He's saying that kids need more education and not less education. How many days are we talking about here?
You know, we had a study conducted through NYU's School of Law's one of their clinics, and they projected in the next 12 years there would be an impact on 5 days in total. Our calendar is a lunar calendar, and it goes back about 11 days earlier.
Is there a compromise, though, before we get into this? Could there be a compromise? Because not every Christian celebrates every Christian holiday. You don't get it off for school. You know, we have a week for Easter, for most when I was a kid, 2 weeks for Christmas or whatever, but not every Christian holiday. Is there a compromise for the biggest holiday or maybe the holidays that you consider more important in your religion?
Definitely. I mean, the two holidays that are being requested are our two major holidays. One comes at the end of the month of fasting for us, the month of Ramadan, and the other one comes at the end of our annual pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj. These 2 days are pretty much it that we have.
So you're only asking for 2 days now. You said 5 days over time. So just 2 days in the beginning. Listen, so what do you does it have anything to do with perception, you think, about the Muslim religion or a misconception about the Muslim religion? Because there was the synagogue right down near 9/11 that there were protests about. Do you think that has anything to do with it? The mosque down near 9/11. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I mean, you know, I think it's understandable right now that a broader American society has a certain misconception about Islam, and that probably does factor into this decision slightly. I think, though, a lot of the response to what has been taking place with this coalition equates the Islam that we're looking to define here as something that is not from this country. Mm-hmm. What we're looking to do is establish an Islam that's uniquely American, you know, one that's not defined based off of a country 500 miles away or something 500 years in the past. And I think that's a process that needs to really be embraced.
I want to hear from you. Do you think the public schools should observe Muslim holidays? There's a coalition of Muslim groups in New York City asking for this just 2 days to begin with, and Mayor Bloomberg has said no. His answer, again, pragmatic, the kids need to be in school more, not less, and the days off of school would impact the amount of time they have for a good education. More education, not less. Let's see what Janet has to say, listening in St. Louis. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I really don't think they should, because, I mean, everybody could come and say they need a holiday for their religion. It just gets to be too much. We were originally a Christian nation, and I think most people still follow those holidays, and I don't think kids need to be off any other days.
Janet, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Certainly, culturally, a Christian nation, if you count the majority of the population's religious beliefs or affinity, certainly culturally a Christian nation to begin with. Now, that has changed, or at least it's in the process of changing. We always have been the melting pot, and we are that religiously, even more so than we ever have been before. Now, look, there are places in the United States, and I mentioned before Dearborn, Michigan, where the Muslim population is significant enough that I imagine it might already be observing Muslim holidays in the public school system. I don't know, but I would not be surprised. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines. The question for you, we'll get to more of your phone calls, your email, and your messages via Facebook on the other side of the break. Should public schools observe Muslim holidays? We're listening to the story from CNN and an interview with Imam Khalid Latif, who leads a coalition of Muslims in New York City who are asking the city schools to allow for the observance of Muslim holidays. 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Send us a tweet at issuesETC or an email, talkback@issuesETC.org. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
The two holidays that are being requested are our two major holidays. One comes at the end of the month of fasting for us, the month of Ramadan, and the other one comes at the end of our annual pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj. These 2 days are pretty much it that we have.
So you're only asking for 2 days now. You said 5 days over time, so just 2 days in the beginning.
That's Imam Khalid Latif, interviewed on CNN. We're in the middle of hearing that interview and getting your answer to the question, should public schools observe Muslim holidays? Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, the 7th of July. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. I want your answer to that question. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Should public schools observe Muslim holidays? 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your answer to the question right there, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, private schools maybe, if they want to, but not public schools. Oh, before the break, we had a phone call from St. Louis. Janet in St. Louis had mentioned kind of offhand that we're originally a Christian nation. I said, culturally, yes, a Christian nation. Theologically, no, there really is no Christian nation theologically save the church, and that's not a nation in the conventional sense. For a better answer, a more full answer on that question, I would recommend, Janet, anybody else who's interested in the whole Christian nation question, to visit our website, issuesetc.org. And under the Listen on Demand page, you can find two interesting interviews with Dr. John Wart Montgomery. One that was Monday this week is the United States a Christian Nation. And then yesterday, we also had an interview with Dr. Montgomery talking about Glenn Beck, David Barton of Wall Builders, and American history and the question of America as a Christian nation. Both of those would be very helpful in getting a fuller answer to that question of, is America, in fact, or ever has been a Christian nation? Tim in Chicago says, in my opinion, and in a certain sense, it's impossible to answer because it just begs the question as to why and should. A secular government is operating the school system. In this country, we have a separation of church and state precisely because of potential conflict of interest issues. So, in regard to something as fundamentally values-oriented as education, we ought to have a separation of school and state. Maybe he means a separation of church and school, I think is what he might mean, precisely for the same reason. And he says, support Lutheran schools. Well, I imagine there are a lot of people who would agree. They wouldn't want Muslim holidays observed in public schools because of the separation of church and state, separation of church and school. Of course, the same people might also squawk if the school said, but we're also not going to observe any Christian holidays, maybe not even take any time off. We'll have a winter break sometime in January, not corresponding to the Christian's observation of Christmas. And we'll have a spring break, not near Easter, so as not to give the impression that we are observing anything of a Christian holiday of Easter. And I imagine a lot of people who would say separation of church and school when it comes to Muslim holidays would squawk if that were the case. I'm pretty sure they would. But if we're going to be consistent, if we observe one, we observe all. If we do not observe one, we do not observe all. That's at least the consistent logic there. You may or may not agree. Mamie is calling from her car. Mamie, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
My answer to that, should they have holidays, is emphatically no. And my answer to that saying no is because they already have a lot already. We are the only nation that people can come here and demand of us things, and we give to them. I don't think that they should have any observance of any more holidays. I think they should. This nation was founded on Christianity. We have whatever holidays we have now for the kids to be out of school, I think they should be observed from here and now on out, and not just give special treatment to Muslims.
Mamie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in your car. Again, to the question of the Christian nation, culturally, yes. perhaps even as a matter of worldview? Yes. Majority of the population? Most certainly. But theologically, no, not a Christian nation. Never has been and never will be. I mean, the closest thing you're going to get to a politically, theologically Christian nation is something like Great Britain, where they have a state church, which Americans have always eschewed. But again, for more on that, go to our website, issuesetc.org, and go to Monday and Tuesday's programs with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery under Listen on Demand, and you'll see what he had to say there. Jane is calling from her car. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Todd. I don't think that they should. I think that it's kind of like putting the nose of the camel in the tent. And I can say from the Fox School District in Arnold that years ago when my granddaughter was in grade school there, they did not call it a Christmas holiday or an Easter holiday. It was just a winter holiday and a spring holiday. So if they've taken that out of, you know, that part, then but I'm just afraid of Sharia law getting in and all kinds of things.
Jane, thank you very much. Yeah, see, that's the real subtext of this whole conversation, isn't it? I mean, to be honest, it's the nose in the in or the camel's nose in the tent. So they'll say, look, if we begin out of a sense of equity, if you will, parsimony, to say we observe or at least we have observed certain Christian, quasi-Christian holidays as part of the school calendar, maybe we should do the same in certain parts of the country for the Muslim calendar. Someone says, yeah, but what will they ask for next? And will they then want to impose other aspects of Islam on the public? Now, there are places where this is actually being pushed forward as a political agenda, so it's not unheard of. Look at Western Europe. I don't know what they do in their schools, but in Western Europe, there is serious political argument that Sharia law ought to be either permitted to be practiced and enforced or be incorporated into public law. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. Via Facebook, Tim in California says they should be allowed to take days off without fear of penalty, but the schools should not close for the day. It sounds like he's pushing a generic Islam shaped by American culture. Yeah, it's interesting. One of the last things he said before we broke from the CNN piece was that he's talking about a uniquely American form of Islam. Maybe he is a very westernized imam who wants to see this kind of as a mainstreamed non-Sharia Islam. It's always hard to tell. It really is. Because there are westernized Muslims who are genuinely westernized, and then there are those who pretend to be and aren't. So it's difficult to tell, and I don't know about Imam Khalid Latif, where he stands on any of that. All I know is what he said in the CNN interview. Helen in Austin, Texas says, I can foresee the day when one Muslim kid will mean no Christian references at all in public school, as one Jewish student led to the end of high school graduation on Friday night in our North Houston school district. Easter holidays have been replaced by spring break, which seldom coincides in public schools. It's true. Of course, I think that's been the case for a long, long time. Let's go back to the CNN interview with Imam Khalid Latif.
But how easy will it be to get Muslims to? Because, you know, Muslims can be very traditional about their religion, as can Catholics, as can Baptists or what have you. But can you get Muslims to be more modern, at least in their approach to religion?
I think so. I think, you know, that definition has to most definitely be rooted in something that's authentic, but at the same time takes into consideration what's normative in the society in which we're situated in.
And is it partially your own fault, though, about not getting these holidays? Is it partially your own fault that you don't have possibly enough political clout right now in order to do this?
I mean, you know, if you look at Islam in the United States, our communities were established as very highly ethnocentric communities. And the insularity of these communities, you know, we are feeling the repercussions of that now. And so most definitely we have to own up to some of the things that we had decided to do in the past. Yeah. I think it makes perfect sense that a lot of these organizations and institutions don't have policy in place that are necessarily sensitive to the needs of Muslims in this country, because Muslims haven't been around that long in a way that they should have been.
Yeah, and now more aware, and aware for a reason that many people in this country might take offense to celebrating holidays. So that's your dilemma, and that's what you're going to have to overcome. Imam Lateef, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us here on CNN. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, there's a story from CNN. I want to know what you think. Should public schools observe Muslim holidays? Here's a man, and we'll take him at his word, who says he's interested in essentially mainstreaming Islam. And one of the things that he thinks would help do that is the public schools in New York would begin to at least allow time in their calendar for observation of two Muslim holidays, the end of the Hajj and the end of the month of Ramadan. And let's take him at his word. He simply wants to see some of the ethnocentricity, as he used the term, eliminated from Islam and allow people to kind of, for it to mainstream this religious observance as, especially in cities like New York, big metropolitan areas, many religions have been mainstreamed into public observance. So do you think it's a good idea, public schools observing Muslim holidays? 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. You can email us right here in the studio. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, the 7th of July. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or there's a place for you to leave your answer to that question. Should public schools observe Muslim holidays at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back, more of your email, more of your comments from Facebook, more of your phone calls. Should public schools observe Muslim holidays? Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are Americans really pro-life?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Gallup's annual Values and Beliefs Survey for 2010 reveals Americans are generally pro-life. 50% of respondents said abortion is morally wrong, while only 38% said it was morally acceptable. The country divides, however, on the issue of doctor-assisted suicide, with 46% approving of it and 46% disapproving. Likewise, 59% said it was morally acceptable to use stem cells for medical research, though the question did not indicate that human embryos were killed to facilitate such research. The poll results are encouraging, but clearly there is more work to be done.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
I'm Todd Wilkin. Welcome back. This is Issues Etc. It's Wednesday afternoon. Audio open lines for a few more minutes. Then Parker Williamson is going to join us. We're going to talk about, well, he's actually going to join us live from the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA in Minneapolis, taking place now. The Presbyterian Church USA is the largest Presbyterian church body in the United States and arguably among the most liberal of the church bodies, if not among the most liberal of mainline Protestant denominations as well. We'll see what's going on there. That in a few minutes. Until then, your answer to the question, should public schools observe Muslim holidays? 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, an email talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your answer there, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Let's start with Gina in Fort Worth, Texas. She says, I thought public schools gave kids religious holidays off if their parents sent a written request for their child to have it off on a certain holy day. I think most public schools are very accommodating, my experience with my kids in public school, very accommodating when it comes to asking for days off for a number of reasons. As long as the homework gets done, and especially religious observances. Of course, I live in the Midwest, so it may be different for me. Thanks for listening in Fort Worth, Gina. Mike in Billings, Montana says, the imam interviewed mentioned that he wanted to start an American Islam. Then why not adjust their holiday observances to coincide with the already observed holidays? I imagine that is a possible solution. But Islam, like many religions, including Christianity, is pretty particular about its calendar. Islam has maintained a lunar calendar over against the Western tradition, which has a, well, kind of mostly a solar calendar. And probably asking them to move the calendar to coincide. And that since lunar calendar means that their holidays jump around on the Western calendar and don't stay in the same place, asking them to move to fixed days, which is the Christian holidays, even as they are kind of quasi-observed by public schools, still generally fall around fixed days. Easter moves around a bit, but it's always in the spring sometime. That might be too much to ask them. I think they'd say, look, that's part of the observance that we're hoping to maintain and mainstream. Let's see, who's next here? This would be Eric in St. Louis via Facebook. He says, it depends on schools. In private schools, I would say you could, in order to understand Islam and teach apologetics, that is, of course, in Christian schools. In public schools, there would be too much red tape to cut to try this in smaller Muslim areas. You wouldn't want them to seem biased in over one religion or another, especially in a public setting. Understanding your neighborhood's backgrounds in religion can only enhance your ability to witness and to evangelize in those neighborhoods under the presuppositions and work from there. God handles the rest. Eric, thanks for listening in St. Louis. Well, that's kind of the possible reason a parochial school might wish, if not to observe, to at least note that a Muslim holiday is taking place. Well, you know what? We note that Muslim holidays are taking place all the time on this program. When Ramadan rolls around, we talk with usually someone in the Christian apologetics field about the observation of Ramadan. When the Hajj is taking place, we usually have someone to talk about that. We're noting without observing the holiday. It's actually a pretty good idea, Eric. Thank you. Stephen in Canada says, no. But accommodations should be made so that the devout Muslim students are not significantly disadvantaged. An example would be to allow a student to reschedule his SAT exam so that it doesn't take place during Ramadan, or allowing girls to wear more modest athletic uniforms. And those kind of accommodations, I think, are pretty much standard in public school education nowadays. Also via Facebook, Keith in Joliet, Illinois says, what's a few more days off? It may actually save the school's money. Just make sure that you include everybody's major holidays. I know that as a kid, says Keith, I wouldn't have cared whose holiday it was, just that I didn't have to go to school. Yes, the school kid's perspective on this is probably, hey, I'll celebrate Ramadan if it means one more day off of school. Thanks for listening in, Joliet. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico, if I can find him here again, says, oh, no, that's not Mike. That would be Laura, I believe. It says, if most of the kids will be out on a holiday, it would make them financial and educational sense to time school breaks to them. But I would not call them a religious break, but something else. Okay, that's the argument. It's the pragmatic argument. You got a lot of Muslim kids in school. They're not going to be in school when they're observing their religious holidays, Dearborn, Michigan. They're not going to come to school. Then you'll time a school break to coincide with that, but not as an observation of their religious holiday, simply as a pragmatic necessity, because there won't be enough kids in school, like letting kids off for the first day of hunting season, or letting kids off because of other reasons that are more connected to the community. Dave in West Virginia says, most states have a balance required number of instructional days and teacher contract period. In the last school year, none of the districts in West Virginia had the required number of instructional days due to weather conditions. Given the winter we had, that's probably true. They could not extend the school year due to contract matters. Adding more holidays would be very difficult and expensive. That said, the government schools in a pluralistic society ought to observe everybody's holidays or nobody's. Alternatively, only holidays which pertain to the government which sponsors the school. Yet another reason government school is a bad idea, says Dave in West Virginia. Mary in San Antonio says, thank God for our Christian Lutheran schools, which are probably not going to be observing Muslim holidays, although we should be teaching our kids what they are, because they need to know. And Dennis in Michigan says, for the past four decades, I've watched Christianity being crowded out in the public sector, particularly in the public schools. In Michigan, our students do not celebrate Christmas. They have a winter break. What used to be a Merry Christmas to all has been a secular, materialistic Happy Holidays, at least for the merchandisers. If religion has no place in the public schools, this would include all schools and all religions. If you wish to have your children celebrate a religious holy day, then remove them from the public schools and homeschool your children. That's Dennis in Michigan. I think it is safe to say it's an all or none. I mean, that's the fairest way of going about it. Taking into account, of course, the particular circumstances of any public school. Look, we live in a religiously pluralistic society. That doesn't mean that we ignore the barriers and the stark differences between the various religions in that pluralism. In fact, it means quite the opposite. It means that while we try in this country to give all practitioners of all religions an equal opportunity to freely practice their religion, those of us who hold to those beliefs, as various as they are, must, especially at a time of religious pluralism, be especially careful to observe and note the differences between us. So in school, let's be fair to everybody, all or none. And in the public square, let's, as Christians, be as careful as we can to make sure that people know the difference between Christianity and all other religions. And that means we'll have to recognize those differences. Kindly, winsomely, but without compromise, recognize those differences. And if a school wants to give kids another day off, the kids will be happy about it. The teachers are actually kind of happy about it, too. But let's remember what school is for. School is for educating our children, not for religious observance.